Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Menash. On today's show, we're talking about the latest consumer price index data announcement. But first, a few weeks ago, I published a show that talked about how a $40 tool can save you thousands. A few of you reached out asking where to find such a tool. The equivalent products on Amazon are much more expensive. So the product I was speaking of specifically is an infrared thermometer. It's manufactured by Klein Tools, and it is just under $40 available at Home Depot. Not all stores carry it, and you might have to order it from the Home Depot website, but it's a great little product, and it can seriously save you a ton of money by helping you isolate leaks in your buildings. On today's show, we're talking about the latest CPI data announcement. This data is important going into the final FOMC meeting for the year, where the Fed, in fact, today announced they were going to hold interest rates steady again for the third meeting in a row. The month-over-month data showed an increase of 0.1% in consumer prices, compared with a month-over-month increase of 0% in the month of October. When we extract the food and energy components from the CPI index, which is what the Fed prefers to look at, we see that the index is a little bit higher. This gives us a core print of 4.1%, exactly in line with last month. Energy prices have fallen, which has the effect of lowering costs for businesses and consumers across the board. But this too takes time to trickle through the supply chain and result in lower commodity prices and eventually translate into a lower core consumer price index. Core prices, which strip out the volatile food and energy components, rose 0.3% from the prior month, faster than would have been consistent with the Fed's long-term inflation target at 2%. Core costs rose 4% in November from a year earlier, the same as October. Now, the Fed prefers their PCE metric, personal consumption expenditures metric, and they estimate that PCE rose 2.6% over the trailing 12 months ending in November, and that excluding the volatile food and energy categories, core PCE prices rose 3.1%, still above their 2% target. Now, the Bureau of Labor and Statistics has a wonky method for measuring housing costs, which make up 40% of the core PCE metric, and for now, housing continues to provide substantial upward pressure on that metric. The shelter index rose by 0.4% last month and 6.5% over the prior year. That's down from a recent peak in March, but far higher than the Fed would like. See, the way the housing is measured, it could take many months to show up in the consumer price index. So why does all of this matter? Well, the Fed has raised interest rates to fight inflation, and we don't expect the Fed to lower rates until inflation drops some more, or maybe we have some kind of meltdown event of some sort. We know that the housing component of the CPI has about a 12-month lag before appearing in the metric. The current numbers will come down merely with the passage of time. The Fed knows this all too well, and they know that if the housing data were current to today's numbers, we would be experiencing a shrinking contribution from the housing component. So what other signals are there apart from the CPI? Well, we know that energy prices are falling globally. The most recent OPEC meeting centered around cutting production aimed at maintaining oil prices high. The OPEC nations failed to reach agreement on production cuts, and these production cuts are the only way to rebalance supply to match falling global demand. At today's FOMC announcement, the Fed is going to hold rates steady again for the remainder of the year. Chairman Powell stated the fight against inflation is not over, but that inflation has fallen faster than expected. The CPI numbers have come down, but they do remain well above the Fed's 2% target. Chairman Powell stated that the restrictive monetary policy over the last 18 months is going to take more time to take full effect, and that there is a delay between increasing of rates and experiencing the tightening effect in terms of reductions in demand. At the last meeting, the Fed had penciled in 2 rate cuts for 2024, and now at today's meeting, many Fed officials are telegraphing 3 rate cuts for 2024. All of this is good news for real estate investors. While the short-term rate doesn't affect the long-term borrowing cost directly, the short-term rate does affect the cost of borrowing in the short term. Construction loans, bridge loans, and other forms of short-term financing are heavily influenced by short-term rates. The yield on the 10-year Treasury, which directly is indexed to permanent financing, fell 18 basis points in the wake of today's announcement, and it now sits at 4.02%, the lowest rate since August of this year. So rates are coming down. This is great news for real estate investors. And in the meantime, have an awesome rest of your day. Go make some great things happen. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow.